Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Harav David ben Shima, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Babachai Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkio ben Basia, Elena bas Chana, Chaim Biyam Mordechai ben Ida, Pnina bas Esther, Chizkio Shloim Beziska ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, Ahara ben Chaya Mira, Rechel Chana Malka bas Tova, Yaakov Hillel ben Chaya Sara, and Necha Rivka bas Chaya Elka. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Chaveserel bas Moshe Shmuel, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ruvain Nosson. Sok de Mishnah, Noisnin, Tavshul, Letoy Chabar, Bishvil Sheyehe Shomer. If somebody has a Tavshul, cooked food, it's hot outside, he doesn't want it to get spoiled. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to put it into an empty pit, no water. You're allowed to put it into an empty pit so that it'll be protected from the heat so that it won't go bad. If somebody has good water that is hot, that he wants to cool off. If you have a body of dirty water, you're allowed to take the water which is in a bottle, put it into the dirty water if the purpose of it is for the water to cool off. Meaning, you're allowed to cool off water on Shabbos. Not just that. If you have something cold and you want to heat it up, you're allowed to expose it to the sun and allow it to be heated by the sun. If somebody was walking outside and he had clothing and the clothing became wet, the halach is, he's allowed to walk wearing those kelim. He doesn't have to worry. What doesn't he have to worry about? That he may come to do schita. He may come to squeeze the water out of the kelim. Now, if you squeeze water out of kelim, you would violate the malacha, not of mefarik, not of dash, not of schita's peros that we saw in the beginning of the parak, but rather malabin. Because when you squeeze water out of a beged, the assumption is that the water, as it travels through the beged, is going to clean the beged. So, sol kadaita chamina, you would have thought that maybe it's not okay for a person to walk outside on Shabbos wearing clothing that are wet because of a concern that he may come to do schita, says the Mishnah, it's not something that you have to worry about. Now, are you allowed to take the clothing off, put them out in the sun for them to dry on Shabbos? As the Mishnah, as soon as you reach the outer chatzar, meaning you come into the city limits, you're allowed to take those clothing, spread them out in the sun so that they will dry. You have to make sure that you don't do it kineged ha'am, because if you do it kineged ha'am, it's going to look like you may have washed these clothing on Shabbos. So there's a marasayim problem. So if you want to dry the clothing, that's okay. But you have to make sure nobody's looking. So if nobody's looking, it's fine. If people are looking, it's not going to be okay. Either way, the Mishnah said a lot of halachas. The first thing the Mishnah said was, noisnin tavshol letoy chabar bishvil sheyehe shamar. A person's allowed to take a tavshol that is outside on a real sunny day. He doesn't want the tavshol to spoil, so you're allowed to put it inside a bar to protect it from the sun so that nothing's going to go bad. A similar halacha, the Mishnah said, you're allowed to take mayim yofim, good water, put it into ra'im, not good water, bishvil sheyitzananu. You're allowed to take a bottle of water, put it into a body of colder water to cool it off. You're allowed to cool something off on Shabbos. And then finally, you're allowed to take something cold, expose it to the sun if you want to heat it. Says the Gemara, as it relates to the first halacha, you're allowed to take a tavshol, put it into a bar so that it doesn't spoil. Pshita, why would you think that's a problem? Sok the Gemara, I would have thought, nigozer, maybe you should make a gzeira, mishom ashfuyei gumois. So many halachas in Masech de Shabbos related to a gzeira of ashfuyei gumois. We're afraid that if you're going to go put this thing into the pit, you're going to look at the bottom of the bar and you're going to see that the floor is a little bit uneven. There's some holes. You may come to fill some of those holes. This was a clear and present danger once upon a time. So you would have thought that maybe the concern of Ashfuye Guma should say, don't put anything into a bar on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, no worries. The next halacha in the Mishnah was that you're allowed to take a bottle of hotter water and put it into a body of cold water to cool it off. Pshita, why should you not be able to do that? To heat something up, that's bishul, maybe that could be a problem. But to cool something off, where do we have anywhere in Masech the Shabbos that there should be an issue of cooling something off? It's pshita. It's so obvious that this is something you're allowed to do. Gemara says, you're right, it is pshita. But seifas shricholei, the next thing the Mishnah said is a chiddush. Vesatsoinim mechama, you're allowed to take something cold and heat it up kineged the chama, says the Gemara, hanami pshita. Now, why is this so pashit? It's pashit because even though you're heating up the cold water, but you're heating it with the medium of the sun. And the chama, although it has the ability to be mevashel, but if you would be mevashel with the chama, halachically speaking, it wouldn't constitute bishul. So whether it's on Shabbos, it's not considered a bishul. Whether it's pas v'cholav, you're not oivel le'sevashel k'dibah chalevimoy. If it's the Karban Pesach, you wouldn't violate the iser that you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. But being that we're dealing with the chama, it's afraid to gemara, that's also pashut. These were sugis and parakira. We know that bishul b'chama is not considered bishul. So the gemara says, no, it's not that pashut. I mean, we know it because we learned the mesechta. We know the mishnayis, we know the gemaras, but on the mishnah level, it wasn't so obvious because mother tema, I would have thought, nigzar dilma asi latmuni beremetz, that if you're going to go cook in the sun, you may end up cooking on your stove. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that this is really okay. So you're right. The fact that you're allowed to cool something off is not a chiddush. We just mentioned it, agav, to tell me that you're allowed to heat something up if the medium of the heat is the actual sun. The next halacha the Mishnah said was, if somebody's walking outside on Shabbos and his clothing became wet, so what's the halacha? Number one, could he wear the clothing? Why would you think not? Because maybe he's going to do schita, which in this context is going to be libun. The answer is, that's not a problem. Okay, could he take the clothing off, put him out in the sun to dry? So that the Mishnah says, yes, as long as nobody's looking. Meaning, kineged ha'am is a problem. But shaloi kineged ha'am, it's not going to be a problem. Why is it a problem, kineged ha'am? Marisayin, because it looks a little bit like maybe you washed the clothing on Shabbos. So if people see you drying clothing, it looks like you just did the wash. That's a problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Kol makam chasru chacham nei marisayin. A well-known memra that Rabbi Yehuda heard from his Rebbe Rav, and that is that anything that a person is not allowed to do, if other people are looking, meaning mipnei maris ha'ayin, afilu b'chadrei chadarim, even if nobody's looking, is also asur. So if you wouldn't be able to do X because people are looking and it looks a little suspicious, like maybe you're doing something wrong, then even if nobody is looking, even if you're traveling, you're away from Haimish people, even then this is not going to be okay. How does this stem with what Rav said? Now Rav, we know, was an Amira, but Rav had rights, he had privileges. He's a Tana who Balik. He's allowed to argue with a Tana. So you can never ask a Tiyufta. You can't ask a checkmate question. How does something Rav said shtim with a Mishnah? But at the same time, going through Gemara's, it's clear that it was always a last resort to say that Rav argued with a Mishnah. Look at Chila, Rav doesn't argue with Mishnayas. So afraid the Gemara, this Mishnah blatantly contradicts what Rav said. Rav said that if something's also Mishnah Marisan, you can't even do B'chadri Chadarim. What's the law of the Mishnah? You're not allowed to take your wet clothing, put them out in the sun, kineged ha'am. But if nobody's looking, it is okay. What do you mean? If it's aser kineged ha'am, then it's aser even if nobody's looking. Because komakam chasur chacham nei marasayin afilu b'chadri chadar maser. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, really it's a machloikis tanam. It's true, Rav's halacha is contradicted by the Mishnah. But the truth is, the Mishnah is not a unanimous opinion. In fact, it's really a machlokes tanoim whether the halach of the Mishnah is okay. Tanya learned to the Brisa. That's what the Mishnah said. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, it's not going to be okay. Why would they say it's not going to be okay? Meaning it's not okay even shaloi kinegadon. Oh, it's Rav's halacha. Komakim sha'asru chachomim pnei maris ayin afilu b'chadrei chadar masar. So in essence, Rav was paskening like a Rabbi Lazar of Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa that expanded a little bit on the halach of the Mishnah. As it relates to the halacha, do we paskin? It's a big discussion in the Rishonim. If you take a look at just the words in the Gemara, there's a little ois mem, which sends you to the Rambam and the Mechaber. So it would seem, based on that, that the halacha is komakam sha'asru chachamim b'nei marasayin afilu b'chadrei chadar masa. But the truth is, it's a machlokes rishonim, whether in fact we paskin like Rav. Not just that, there's another discussion in the rishonim where the Rav's halacha is only true where the marasayin is, it may look like you're doing an issed d'raisa. What if it looks like you're doing an issed d'rabbanan? So some rishonim say, in that case, even Rav is moyder that there's no problem. Meaning, even though there's Maris Ayin for Yisuri Durabonon, that's not a debate. But it could be the Isser Maris Ayin by a Durabonon is more leicht. So if it's a real Maris Ayin, it's going to be a problem. But to extend the laws of Marisayim by an Issa Rabbanon, even Bechadre Chadarim, per Rav's Chiddush, that's something that the Rishonim said could be is not going to be the case. Ravuna said, Manar Talisa B'Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas. Somebody has a beged on Shabbos and he shakes it out. So this beged was clean, there was iron, there was starch, and it's a little stiff. So you shake it out, you give it a shuckle to loosen it up a little bit. If you do this on Shabbos, you Chayiv Chatas. Sounds like a big chiddush. Says Rashi, top line, dezeu libuna. Because when you shake out the beged, you're going to be cleaning it a little bit. Malabin is one of the 39 malachas. So not only is this a problem, but it's actually a malacha d'oraisa. The Gemara says you have to read the fine print. Number one, v'lo yamar el b'chadi is only true for a new beged, av batiki lesson. If it's an older beged, no problem. V'lo yamar el b'chadi is only true for a black beged, av b'chivar v'sumki. If it's white or red, lesson, but it's also not an issue. Additionally, v'hu d'kapar alai, the only time this is an issue is if the only time you're going to wear the beged is if you first give it a good shuckle. But if you don't care about it, meaning you're willing to wear it even a little stiffer, then this halach is not true. Ula ikla the pumpadisa, a meiser rav. Ula was once in pumpadisa. Chazur rabbanon to come and afzig limay. He saw the rabbis before they put on their begadim on Shabbos, they would shake it out and then they would put it on. So Ula was very taken aback. Amar, he said, come mechalulin rabbanon Shabbat. The rabbanim are being mechal Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda told the rabbanim, nefutzi le be'ape. Why don't you go to Ula, do it again, and do it in his face? Because you show Ula that he's wrong, that we're not being mechal Shabbos. Why not? I mean, is Ula wrong? No. The reason is because I'm not like Kaptina Midi. We're not so makpid. Maybe Ula is a mafunik, but we're not, and we don't care. So if we don't care, then this is some of the fine print that we saw in the previous Gemara, this is not something you have to worry about. Abaye Habakoy Kamedi Rav Yosef. Another story. Abaye was once in front of his Rebbe Rav Yosef. Amaleis Rav Yosef told Abaye, Havli Kumsoi, pass my hat. The Kapaluch. Chazet Ikatalolas. He saw there was a little bit of dew on it. Habakamechamsem, the misfleis. He wasn't sure if he should give it to him. The reason he wasn't sure is because he didn't want to give it to him in this inappropriate way, and he wasn't sure if he's allowed to shake it out, because that really depends on whether Rav Yosef is makbid or not makbid. He was a little bit confused. He just figured he didn't want to pass it. Amaleis, he told him the fights. He says, no, shake it out and give it to me. And none, like Abdina Midi, I don't care about these things. If I don't care about it, counterintuitively, it's something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. Similar, Me'inyan Le'inyan, a shtickle by Zinyan. Yitzchak Batalis Mekupeles. If somebody goes outside on Shabbos into a Rishus Harabim with a talis that's folded and Munechas Le'al Ksefai on his shoulders, B'Shabbos on Shabbos, Chayev Chatos, he's going to be Chayev Achatos. So this talis is not a talis shel mitzvah per se, but to visualize it, just think of a talis shel mitzvah. So you know how you wear your talis shel mitzvah. So this person took the entire talis and instead of it hanging and draping down his back, he put it completely on his shoulders. It's wrapped completely around his shoulders. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan who said that if somebody wears a talis that way on Shabbos, he's chayev chatos, because he's not wearing the talis, he's carrying the talis. So if you do it in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you violated one of the Lamates Malachas. Tanya Nami Hachi, it's really a price. The Seichrim, the merchants that used to sell begodim, talisim, hayoytsim betalisas mikufalois, umunachas alksefam. So it seems like the Seichr Eksos, this is the way they used to wear the talisim. So you would meet some Seichr in the shuk, he would have his talis wrapped around his neck and on his shoulders, and he would show you this fabric and that fabric. So this is the way the Seichr Eksos used to wear talisos. So the halach is, if they would go outside on Shabbos wearing the talisos like that, chayovim chatas, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. Now the Braisa began the halacha talking to the Seichr Eksos. Says the Gemara, v'loy Seichr Eksos, b'vadam, the truth is, halacha is not exclusive to Seichr Eksos, alakoladam. This really relates to everybody else. This is the way they used to dress, and therefore the Braisa was talking to them. Diber ha-kasav b'loshen hoiva. But really, the halacha is not miyuchad to the Seichr Eksos. It's true for everybody, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan, when he said the halacha, he said, ayoytze betalas mekupeles, nothing to do with the Seichr Eksos. V'chenveni, a similar halacha, someone that is a storekeeper, ayoytze b'moyes satsurun le'besadina, if he has money that's tied to his sadin, and he goes outside carrying it on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, he's going to be Chayiv Chatos. This would seem to be a little more obvious. And here too says the Brisa, so this is not only true for the Chenveni. This is the way the Chenveni often would walk around. He had his money attached to his beged. So the Brisa is talking to the Chenveni. But the truth is, no one's allowed to do this. And if somebody does it, it's carrying on a biblical level. You're going to be chayiv chatas. So what are ratonim? Rashi says, raton was a place. So these are people that come from raton. They're allowed to go outside wearing a sudar on their shoulders. So apparently the ratonim used to wear a sudar on their head, and it would drape back also down their neck. It was narrower than your typical talus. So are they allowed to go outside with the sudar on their shoulders? So the halach is, yeah. Again, that's the reason that the Braisa is talking to the ratonim. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, there was a story, Behurkinis, Benoy Shel Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis. There was a story with Horkinis, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis, of Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis fame. This was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis, the son that wasn't going in his father's ways, and his father wanted to motivate him to try to get him to learn Torah. So he made a neder. He said, all my money, instead of going to my son after 120, I wanted to belong to Hekdesh. And apparently this trick, old school, ended up working, and Horkinis, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis, ended up learning Torah. We mentioned the Zayir HaKadosh and Parshas Vayera that talks about the incredible madrigas that Horkinis Benoy Shel Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis achieved. That Rabbi Eliezer, when he was lying on his deathbed, he sat with his son Horkinis, and he was megala to him, the Razi Razin of the Torah. Either way, Horkinis Benoy Shel Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis is not mentioned many places in Shas. This is another place that he's mentioned. So there was a story with Horkinis, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis. He wore this Ksudar Al Ksefer B'Shabbos, and apparently it was okay, like these ratonin. Ella, but he had a little bit of a chumrah. He was worried about something else. Number one, is it considered wearing or is it considered carrying? Obviously, he held that it's considered wearing. It's derech malbush. It's not derech masa. But there was another issue that Horkinis, Benoish Rav Lezman, Horkinis wanted to alleviate, and that is maybe the sudder is going to fall off. And if it falls off, you may pick it up. So what he did was he made strings and he attached the strings to his finger. It's like this, he knew it wasn't going to fall off. The Chacham heard about what he did. They said, this was a Chumr Yisera. He didn't have to have the string wrapped around his finger. The halacha is, it's going to be okay. Ula ikla lebe Asi Barhini. Ula once came to the yeshiva of Asi Barhini. They asked him a question. Are you allowed to make a marzev b'Shabbos? So we had a marzev in the previous daf, which was a gutter or a spigot that was used to get wine from a chavis into your glass. But a marzev over here means something else, as we're about to see. So the question that was asked of Ula was, are you allowed to make a marzev on Shabbos? Amar Luhu, so Ula said, Hachi Amar Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said, Aso las is marzev b'Shabbos. No, you're not allowed to. My marzev. Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera said, Kisi Bavlaisa. These are the pockets that the people in Bavel used to make. So Rashi says that people in Bavel, they wore long robes, and they didn't want the robes to get dirty. So what they do is they would fold up the bottom of the robe. And Ula said that you're not allowed to make these folds on Shabbos. Zok to Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyah HaViyasach made the Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Yirmiyah was once sitting in front of Rabbi Zeir. Amalei, and he asked him, Hachimai, he started showing him folds. Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? I'm like, oh, sir. For Hachimai, what about this way? I'm like, yes. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said that it's not always the case. This is the rule. If the way you folded the bottom of the robe was such that it's going to be there permanently, Aser. But if you did it in a more temporary fashion, you just want it to look nice. You want a nice cuff on the bottom of your pants. But it's something that's a little bit more temporary. It's not necessarily going to be there for a long time. It's just for you to look nice. It's mutter. Says the Gemara, where do you find that people used to make these folds to look nice? Ki hod Rav Sheisha b'Rei D'Ravidi. Rav Sheisha b'Rei D'Ravidi misna b'sadinai. Right? You saw the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel. They were mitzuyanim. They used to dress well. So this is what he did. He was misna b'sadinai. Ki yos Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came. Amar pam achas yotzu Rebbe l'sad. Rebbe was in a field. V'hayu shnei tzidei talisoi munachem al kiseifoi. Rebbe was wearing a talis, and the two sides of the talis were on his shoulder. The way we wear a talis, shal mitzvah. So the two sides of the talis were on his shoulder. The back of the talis was on his back, but the sides were on his shoulder. This all happened on Shabbos. It happened in a field. Amar lefan of Yeshua ben Zirus. So Yeshua ben Zirus was there. Now, who was Yeshua ben Zirus? Rest of the story. Ben Chom of Shal Rameir. He was Rameir's Shver's son. also known as Reb Meir's Shvager. So he turns to Rebbe and he says, Bezulei Chayiv Reb Meir Chatas. Doesn't Reb Meir hold that if you do this, you Chayiv Chatas? We saw earlier on the Amid that you're not allowed to wear a talis that's Al Ksefai. The talis can't be on your shoulders. It has to be hanging down. See, he told him, B'derech Kovid. He didn't want to tell his Rebbe he's doing something wrong. So he said it like, B'loshe Bitmiyah, Bezulei Chayiv Reb Meir Chatas Amalei. So Rebbe told Yeshua ben Zeros, he told Reb Meir Shvager, dictate Reb Meir at Khan. I didn't realize this. Reb Meir was makbid, even on to this extent. What does he mean? I thought, said Rebbe, that Reb Meir holds, if the entire talus is on your shoulder, it's going to be an issue. But over here, the back of the talus is regular. It's just the sides. So if it's the sides, why should this be an issue? Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin. Ravin had a different version of the story. He said, Lo Yeshua ben Zeros, if it wasn't Yeshua ben Zeros, Elo Yeshua ben Kfusai. It was Yeshua ben Kfusai. Haya Chasson Yeshua ben Kiva. Who was Rabbi Akiva's Edim? Omar. And again, same story. Bezulei Chayiv Rabbi Akiva Chatas. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say Chayiv Chatas if you do this? Amalei Dikta Rabbi Akiva Adkan. Shilshu Rabbi Talisa. He said, Rabbi, listen to what he said. And he put his talis down. Kiyasa Rav Shulba Yehuda. Rav Shulba Yehuda came. He had a third version of the story. Amar, he said, Nishal Idmar. The story never happened. It wasn't a real life story where Rebbe was in the field. It wasn't Reb Meir's Shvager, and it wasn't Rabbi Akiva's Edim. This was a question that was posed to him. It was a Shiloh. They were discussing this in Bismedrish, but this wasn't a Maisa Rav. This wasn't a real story that actually happened. Zok de Mishnah Roichetz b'mei Ma'aro. If somebody bathes on Shabbos in water that's inside a Ma'aro, a cave, u'b'mei Tveria, or in the Chamei Tveria, v'nestapik, now he gets up and he wants to dry himself. So he takes a towel and he dries himself. Afilu ba'esra muntiyos. Even if he used 10 towels to dry his body, what's the significance? Meaning, not one of these towels got too wet if you use 10 of them. If you dry yourself with one towel, okay, but 10 towels? How wet could each one of these towels be? It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry it even in a place that you're allowed to carry. Even in a chatzar, mishutefes, etc., etc., etc. It doesn't matter. The point is, you're not allowed to carry the towel. And the reason is, there's a gzera shema yischai. A wet towel, there's always a concern. You may come to squeeze the water out. But as it relates to 10 people that bathed in the same mikvah, then mistapkin, there the halach is baluntas achas. 10 people are allowed to use even one towel. Pneim yadeim v'ragleim, u'mevi'in oisam b'yadam, and they're allowed to carry it. So this is an amazing chiddush. One person that uses 10 towels is not okay. But 10 people that use one towel is okay. Now, one person that uses 10 towels, how wet did any one of these towels get? Not very wet. Still does Gzeir Shami Yischai. But if 10 people use one, where the towel got very, very, very wet, the halach is, as long as it's 10 people, it's okay. So we'll see in the Gemara what this is all about. A person's allowed to take oil and he's allowed to smear it on his body on Shabbos. Not only that, you can massage it into your body. You're not allowed to do it like a deep tissue massage. You're not allowed to scrape your skin on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to go take kordima on Shabbos. We'll see what that is. You're not allowed to cause yourself to throw up food that you ate. That's making you uncomfortable on Shabbos. You're not allowed to set the limbs of a child on Shabbos. You're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. If somebody has a dislocated Aver, lo yitrefe b'tzoyne, you're not allowed to massage it with anything cold. If you want to wash it, that's okay. Then nisrapa. And if it just so happens you have a refuah, that's going to be okay. So again, the Mishnah is just a whole bunch of halachas bunched together, of course, all related to Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to go through each one. Says the Gemara, what was the first halach in the Mishnah? Haroiche is b'mei ma'ara. If somebody bathes in a mei ma'ara, or in the chamit feria, and he came outside and he dried himself. So we have a shayla. Are you allowed to carry the towel, or you're not allowed to carry the towel? This is not a hitzah issue. There's no dalanamis problem. This checks off all the mesachtes, erevin boxes. So what's the problem? Yisrita, you may come to squeeze the water out of the towel. Is it an issue? Is it not an issue? And the Mishnah gave a whole halacha. The Gemara is bothered. It's not so clear from the Gemara what it's bothered by, but if you're ma'ayin and the Rishonim, this is the rest of the story. The Gemara is bothered. Why did the Mishnah say, Haroiches b'mei ma'ara u'b'mei tveria? Does it matter where he toivled? The halacha is related to a towel. It has nothing to do with where he Toivolt. So why did the Mishnah get involved? He was a Mei Ma'ara, he was a Mei Tferia. So that's the backdrop to have in mind through this next Gemara. Ketani Mei Ma'ara, Dumi the Mei Tferia. The Mishnah mentioned Mei Ma'ara, and then mentioned Mei Tferia. So it sounds like the Mei Ma'ara is similar to Mei Tferia. Meaning, Ma Mei Tferia Chamin. Just like Mei Tferia, everyone knows the Chami Tferia. They're called the Chami Tferia because they're hot. Av Mei Ma'ara Chamin. So presumably the Mei Ma'ara are also Chamin. Okay, and if that's the case, what did the Mishnah say? Haroichet. Bidiyevet in lekatchila loy. It sounds like you're only allowed to bathe bidiyevet in hot water, but lekatchila it's not okay. What does that sound like? Michlal del hishtatev kol guf efel lekatchila shabadami. That if you only wanted to rinse yourself with water, not physically bathe, go into the body of water, but shoyvchan al gufoy, which is not derech richitza, it sounds like something that you would be able to do lekatchila. Says the Gemara, if everything we just said is true, mani, who must the time of the Mishnah be? Reb Shimon, the time we learned the price, so yishtat v'adam eim chamim v'imitzoy nivir ameir. Ameir says you're not allowed to rinse yourself. Forget about bathing. Now you're going to rinse on Shabbos, not with hot water, not with cold water. Reb Shimon mat, Reb Shimon says, yeah, with hot water, yeah, with cold water. Reb Yehuda says, b'chamin asa v'tzoy nivir mutter. Cold water is mutter, chamin is asa. Reb Shimon, by the way, again, in Hilcha Shabbos is super makel, but regardless, the time of the Mishnah must be Reb Shimon. Usually the time of the Mishnah is Reb Meir, but over here the time of the Mishnah is obviously Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is the one that holds that the katchila lehishtatif is going to be mutter. Now, how did the Gemara see all this? So again, that's why we spoke out what we did right before this Gemara. The Gemara was bothered. Again, the Mishnah is coming to tell me Allah about towels. So if the Mishnah is talking about towels, a person bathed, whatever, he asked his local rabbi, it was mutter for him to do it, and now the shai was, can I carry the towel, can I not carry the towel? From the fact that the Mishnah got involved in Mei Ma'ara, in Mei Tferia, must be Agav Urche Kamash Malon, of Brachas Tav Beis fame. Sometimes the Tana, the Mishnah, will Bederech Agav, teach me something that's just kedai to teach. The Mishnah minced words. The real estate in a Mishnah is so valuable. We don't just say things. So if there's bederech agav, an opportunity to throw in another important halacha, that's what the Chachamim always felt that was the right thing to do. So the Mishnah could have just said, somebody bathed, and now he wants to know if he can carry his towel. But the Mishnah said, no, he was roichetz b'mei ma'ara beit fer. So what's this other halacha that we're supposed to learn from the Mishnah? That's what the Gemara is trying to understand. Says the Gemara, I hear, let's figure this out. Chamit feri we know was hot, so the mei ma'ara was probably also hot. The Mishnah says, you can only be roichetz b'dieved. We seem to know that also. Oh, you know what the chiddush must be? It's roichetz, that's only b'dieved. But lehishtatev, that's mutter even lekatchila. V'hamani Reb Shimon, it's a stam mishnah like Reb Shimon. That's what the Gemara just did. V'nistapig afilu ba'eser amutas. The mishnah like this. One person who uses 10 towels, each towel is not very wet, aser. 10 people that use one towel, each towel is very wet, it's going to be mutter. Zok the Gemara, reisha revutza kamash malon, v'sefer revutza kamash malon. There's a chiddush in the reisha, there's a chiddush in the sefer. Reisha revutza kamash malon, the chiddush in the reisha is afilu handed lo nefishi behumayo. That even though each one doesn't have a lot of water, kim the chadutz, one person also they schita, there's a concern. He may come to squeeze the water out of the towel. Save Rav Usa Kamash, when the save is a chiddush, I feel hundred and a fishy bumayo. That even though the one towel is so wet, but kim the rabbin in being that it's a rabbin mitkari ahadadi, you have nothing to worry about. There's a svara of mitkari ahadadi, we're going to get back to this. Tan rabbanon, mistapik adon, be'aluntis, a person is allowed to dry himself with a towel, umanicha bechaloy. So this is a person that's in a bathhouse. He bathed. Obviously, the assumption is that he followed the halacha. He went through the Gemaras and Parakira. It was okay for him to bathe. Now he has a towel. What does he do with it? So he has to put it in his cubby, in his locker. He has to leave it in the proverbial the chaloin. Don't give it to the bathhouse attendants, the pnei shachshudim, because they were infamous and they didn't always do the right thing. So there's a gezeira that they may dry it or squeeze it. This is not something you want to do. Because they're chashed al oisid dov. Reb Shimon says, "Mistapik baluntis achas umeviya biyadoi l'toich beisai." Reb Shimon, referring back to this brisa, but also to the Mishnah, this whole concern that a person's going to take a wet towel and he's going to squeeze it out, Reb Shimon wasn't impressed by. He said, "A person's allowed to dry himself with a towel, even one, even if he's only one person, and he could bring it home and no worries." Again, Reb Shimon being very makel and Hilchas Shabbos. Omalei by the Rav Yosef. Sabai asked Rav Yosef, "Hilchas Amai, what's the halacha?" Meaning, we have a Mishnah that says haroichet b'mei ma'aru b'mei tferia. It's a problem, and here we have a Reb Shimon that says that it's not a problem. Incidentally, the Gemara just said Hamani Reb Shimoni, right? And here we just mentioned literally a few lines later that Reb Shimon argues with the Mishnah. But either way, Abaye asked Reb Yosef, we have a Stam Mishnah, we have a Reb Shimon, what's the halacha like? So he told him, act like this. Ha Reb Shimon, HaRebi, HaShmuel, HaRabbi Yochanan. I have four tzaddikim, four gedolim that all said that it's mutter, and based on that, I'm going to be maker. Reb Shimon, with Reb Shimon, say, Adam, we just mentioned Reb Shimon. Rebbe, time we learned to the Bais, Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kshinu, made them tired, it's Reb Shimon. When we were learning tired by Reb Shimon, Bittekoya, that's a place. So, you know, Mailam Shem of Anluntis, Michatz Legag, Migag Lekarfif, Achi, you know, Magin, Eitzel, Mayan, Chay, you know, Rek, somebody. So, we used to bathe, and we used to carry things from a Chatzer to a Gag, from a Gag to a Karfif. By the way, this is also the Alpish Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that holds in Masechtas Erevin that this is all okay. But the point is, we used to carry the towel. Now, it doesn't say they carried the towel back. It says they went to the mikveh, to this mayan, with the towel. Maybe they left the towel there. So Rashi says it's not mistaber that they left it there. So again, you see from Rebbe that he also held that this is okay. Shmuel, the Amar Rebbe Yudama Shmuel, mistaber Godam Abuntis, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel, and you're allowed to bring it home. Rabbi Yochanan, where do you find Rabbi Yochanan? Said, Amar Rebbe Rabban, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, mistaber Godam Abuntis, So Reb Shimon said it, Rebbe said it, Shmuel said it, Rabbi Yochanan said it, Rabbi Yosef said, you want to know what the halach is? Of course this is going to the halacha. That even though the Mishnah said it's not okay, but the halacha is it is okay. Freit the Gemara. Me and Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan was one of the four that said it's mutter. How could that be? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is always like kistam Mishnah, but tonight we learned in our Mishnah, v'nestapik afilu be'eser aluntiyois loyevim b'yadai, that it's not okay. So how do you reconcile the idea that Rabbi Yochanan holds the halacha is like Stam Mishnah with a statement that Rabbi Yochanan seems to be contradicting the Stam Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Hahu, Rabbi Yochanan had a different birsa in our Mishnah. The way we have the Mishnah is that it's a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan actually had a name to the halacha of the Mishnah. Hu keben chachinoi masnila. He had, at the end of that statement in the Mishnah, divrei ben chachinoi. Wasn't a Stam Mishnah. In fact, it's a Das Yochin. And that's Rabbi Yochin didn't pass him like that, Das Yochin. I'm Rabbi Chiyah Barab and Rabbi Yochin. Hu yorim. People that work in these bathhouses, Mavim Balori, Noshan Lebebandi, they're allowed to carry the towels that the women use, meaning they're allowed to wear them. They can't carry them, but if they want to wear it as a beggar, that's okay. Ubavachi is Kasabahen Roshan Verubam. But they have to make sure that the majority of their body is covered with it. Sachnaisa. This is a cap that people used to wear in the bathhouses. So if you want to wear it on Shabbos, to and from the bathhouse, that's okay, but sarich lekasher beiz rosheh olamata. You have to make sure that there were two strings that were hanging down on the sides, and you have to tie it. If you tie it together, it's going to be okay. Amar Rabbi Rabban Rabbi Yochanan, lamata mikisvayim. You have to make sure you tie it beneath your shoulders. Amalu Rav lebnei Mechayza. Rav told his kehila, the people of Mechayza, ki mavrisu mani lebnei chayla, when you are sometimes mandated to bring clothing to the troops that are in town, so you can bring them clothing, by wearing them. However, if you're going to wear this kapeluch, this hat, sharviva bulamata miksafai, make sure that it's hanging very low. It's hanging beneath your shoulders. Sochin umemashmashin. So you're allowed to take oils, the Mishnah said. You're allowed to smear it on your body. You're allowed to massage it into your body. However, loy misamlin, you can't do a real deep massage. You have to be sensitive to the extent of the massage that you do. Because at the end of the day, it's Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanon, sochin umemashmishin b'bnei mayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to smear oil and you're allowed to massage your stomach if you're in pain on Shabbos. Ubovad shlo yase kederech shu oise b'chol. Hey, Chiyavit, so what does it mean? What's the shinoi? How do you do it during the week? And what then would be the shinoi? In terms of how you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Rab Chama, Rab Chanina, Amar Sach. First you should smear with a vachem mashrish, then you should massage it. Rabbi Yochanan says Sach. First you should smear with a mashrish vazachas. You should do the two at the same time. Avoloi misamlin, but to do a deep massage, that's not something that's going to be okay. Amar Rab Chia Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. On that note, on which note? On the note of the Mishnah that says that Dvarim Shal Refuah are problematic on Shabbos. And not only to take a medication, but even to give yourself a massage, even different modalities that are lirafuah, that don't involve taking a medication per se. Even that falls into the Takonas Chazal of Gzeirah Mishum Shchika Samamonim, and even that is included in our Chaim Simon Shin Chav Ches, and even that is something that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Shabbos. So on that note, Rabbi Chiya Barabba said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, Aser la'amoid b'karki yusso shel diyum meses. A person is not allowed to stand in the mud of the diyum meses river. Because it had therapeutic qualities. And because it had therapeutic qualities, this is something that you weren't allowed to do on Shabbos. It's included in Refuah B'Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol yimesha diyum meses, Esrim ve'echad yoyim, the lifespan, or the time that the Umeses River is most potent for Refuah, is a 21-day period. Vatzeres min aminyan. And he said, Shavuos, as an atzeres, is one of the 21 days. So it sounds like Atzeres is one of the bookmarks. It's either the first day or it's the last day, meaning it's 21 days. And Atzeres has meant a minyan, but Ibai Luhu, Atzeres, Lahaigisa, is it the first day or is it the last? It's very important. It's Sarche Refua. So the Gemara says, Toshmad, Omash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shmuel, who was a doctor, of course, Kulu Shakiani, all mashkois, all beverages that people drink Lurafua, Midivcha Vadatzarta Mailu. The time that they're the most potent is between Pesach and Shavuos. So what do you see from here? That it's that time between Pesach and Shavuos that they're the most effective. So presumably, if Atzeres is Min HaMinyan, Atzeres is not the first day, because if it's the first day, then it would mean that the Diumesis River works best from Shavuos and the next 20 days after that. That would be inconsistent with what Shmuel said. To make it geschmack, to say that Rav was saying something that Shmuel said, to make it a Rav or Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, Atzeres is the last day. Oh, if it's the last day, then it makes sense. So this is this Tkufa, Midivcha Vadatzarta, specifically the last 20 days. But how do you know? I don't know if it's a right, because Duma Hassam over there, the Kama Dekar Alma Maili. Shmuel was talking specifically about Shakiani. Maybe then the cooler weather is better. Aval Hachem Yishom Havlo. But maybe over here, being that the Diumesis River's ability to heal and to cure is based on its heat, so maybe later in the season, after Shavuos, where it gets a little bit hotter, given the Chamim Alma, Fei Mailu, maybe that actually makes more sense, even though it does, on some level, seem reasonable to assume that Rav and Shmuel were saying the same thing, but at the end of the day, if you really break it down, it's not Muchach. Amar Rab Chelboy, Rab Chelboy said, Chamra de Prugaisa, the wine of Prugaisa, Umay de Diumesis, and the bath and the rivers of the Diumesis, Kipchu Aseres Hashvatim Yisrael, caused the Aseres Hashvatim to be exiled from Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Ikla Lahasam. You may be familiar with this Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was once in the Diumesis, Imshach Basrayu, and when he was there, he got caught up in them. What's them, says Rashi, Achra Yayim Verechitza. He was drinking wine, and he was bathing, he Akra Talmudei, and he was so affected by it that he forgot his learning. He Hadar, when he came back from the Diumeses, also, come the Mikri B'Sifra, they gave him an aliyah to read from the Sefer Torah, and it was Parshas Bay. And Bayu L'Mikra, he wanted to say Achodesh Azelochem, and instead of saying that Omar, he said Acheresh Hayolibam, which was a pun. Acheresh Hayolibam. His lave was like a lave acheresh. Bo Rabbanu Rachmi Olen. The Rabbanu realized that he had forgotten his learning. Why did he forget his learning? Because he was in the Diumeses, Berechitza, Ubiyayin. So his chaverim davened for him, Vahadar Talmudei, and his learning came back. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. Rab Nuroi said, Heavy goyle the Makom Torah. A person should always go to a Makom Torah. Val Toimer, you shouldn't say, Shitovei Acharecha. Don't say, oh, I'm a Talmud Chacham, the Torah is going to follow me. No, you make it your business to be goyla lemakim taira, and the reason is shechaverecha yikaimu biyatcha v'al binascha al tisham. Don't rely on only yourself. You have to make sure you're in a chabura of learning. So what does that have to do with what we just said? Because Tanu learned in a brayso lo Rab Nuroi Shmuel Rab Nechem Yeshmai. It wasn't Rab Nuroi, or meaning Rab Nuroi is not really Rab Nuroi. It was a nickname, so to speak. His real name was Rab Nechem. V'amidos some say, and this is what we need. Rab Elazar ben Aruch Shmuel. V'amini kushmai Rab Nuroi. Why then was he called Rab Nuroi? Shmuel Nechem Balacha, because of his greatness in learning. But the point is that this was who talking? Rab Nuroi. Who's Rab Nuroi? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch who said, "Have you goyel lemakom tayir?" Why did he say this? Because he said this from experience. His personal experience was that he himself was affected by virtue of the fact that he went to the Diumeses. He personally was affected by virtue of the fact that he wasn't goyel lemakom tayir. See, he took a chizik from this. He took a musar from this. He said, "What's the musar? The musar is heavy goyel lemakom tayir." That's why Rab Nuroi, who's really Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, was the one that said, "Heavy goyel lemakom tayir." So the truth is, Shabbos Taf Kuf Mem Zayin requires an asterisk next to it, because there's so much here. There's Divrei Agada, this hashtag rest of the story, there's a lot of halacha lemaisa, there's a lot of lumdis. This is a daf that we've referred to in our chabura many, many times in Raid Bites over the years. So just bekitzer, we have a little bit of time, just to go through bullet point style, the aim based medrash b'loy chiddush, a few ideas that come out of this Gemara. Number one, the Mishnah said a halacha that if somebody bathes in a ma'ara, he bathes in the chamit feri on Shabbos. So the halacha is that when he comes outside, he's allowed to dry himself. However, if he's by himself, you're not allowed to take your wet towel and walk with it. There's a gzera, you may come to do schita. But if there's 10 people together, even if they use one towel, in which case the towel is much wetter, that's going to be okay. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, because one person, there's a gzeira, also lide schita. But if you have many people, you have 10 people, you don't have to be concerned that it may come lide schita. And the reason is because kivan derabim ninu, being that they're a rabim mitkariya hadadi. Meaning, when the chachamim made gzeiras, and there's no mesechta that brings out gzeiras chazal more than mesechta shabbat, whether it's gzeira shemi yavirenu dal ramas peshus rabim, whether it's gzeira mishum shchika samimonim, ashvuye gumois, there are certain specific, particular gzeiras that have to repeat themselves in the mesechta again and again and again. But the chachamim were always worried, this is very yesoidi, that if a person's by himself, don't do this because of a gzeira. You may come to do something else. But the Chachamim were much less concerned about a chabura. If you're more than one person, if you're two people, if you're many people, in that instance, this is not something you have to be worried about. So is there a gzeira mishum schita? Yeah. But that's if it's one person. If you have several people, this is not something that you have to worry about. One of the places that this is brought down in Halacha, and this is one of the epic gzeiras of Masechta Shabbos, maybe the most famous, and that is a Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta. La yikra la iraner. A person is not allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos. La iraner. Gzeira shema yata. But the Gemara said earlier in the Masechta that that's only one person. But two people together are allowed to learn. Why? Because if one person is going to want to go and be matta the iraner, this idea, mit kriya adadi, the other person's going to end up reminding him. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilcha Shabbos. It's in Simin Reish Ayin He, also known as Simin Ayin Reish He, Sivkot and Beis. V'davka Echad, says the Shulchan Aruch. Avul Shnayim, two people, Kairim B'yachad. Shimboha Echad Lahatis, because if one person's going to want to move the Ner, Yaskirenu Chaveri, his friend is going to remind them that it's not okay. And it's because of that, you have nothing to worry about. The Magen Avraham brings a kasha from the Maril. Maril says, I don't understand. So you have a Gemara over here. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that says that even though the Chachamim were very worried about Zeir Hashem Yat, it's one of the Yud Ches Dvarim, but only one person. Two people? I'm not worried anymore. Because Reuven's going to want to move the Nesh. Shimon's like, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. This is not something you're allowed to do. So Frank the Magen Avraham, quoting the Maril, he says, if that's the case, all Takonis Chachamim should not relate when there's two people. So if that's the case, Chazal said, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. You can't be roichim and a chamor on Shabbos. What's the reason? It's a gzeira, because you may want to get the donkey to move. He doesn't want to move, so you're going to cut a branch off a tree, you're going to hit him. So like this, he's going to end up moving. To be chaytech zmeir, that's kaitzer. It's one of lamates malachis. It's malach atzrich legufa. You want the branch. So this is something that's for sure a problem. So freak the maril. But why isn't the halacha that two people are allowed to ride on a donkey? One person shouldn't be allowed to gzeira shem yachtich zmeira. But two people, there's no gzeira. So freit the maril, as quoted by the Magen Avraham, that why is the halacha that when it comes to other gzeiras here in Simen Reish Ayin Hey, we just had it in today's daf as well, you find this idea that if there's a rabbin, nit kriya adadi, that's the maril's kasha. And the Magen Avraham says a very important yesod, which you have to work through all the different sugyas to reconcile. But says the Magen Avraham, loy kasha midi. The davka bekriya hitiruloy. The halacha of lo yikra lo iraner is talking about someone that's not reading a newspaper. He's learning Torah. You're learning Torah doing a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, even though the Chachamim said don't, lo iraner gzeir shemiyata, but if there's two people, we'll invoke a svara of mitkriya hadadi, because l'dvar mitzvah, let's assume, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt that this is all going to play out. Avo b'midi d'rishos life. But if it's a midi d'rishos, over here you don't have the svara. The svara of mitkriya hadadi, says the Magen Avraham, is only a svara where you're dealing with a devar mitzvah. We always speak out the Vilna Gaon, that somebody asked the Vilna Gaon, that how can you read from a klaf on Shabbos Cholamoy Tzukis, Shabbos Cholamoy Pesach, Kehelis and Shir Hashirim? You can't even read Megillas Esther. So why are you allowed to read from a klaf? What happened to Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus Harabim? So what did Vilna Gaon say? No, by Megillas Esther, the Chachamim made the Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus Harabim because it's a Chodas Yochid. Yeah, like Adchilo, Prisumei Nisa, Bereivam, he's supposed to be with a minion. But of course, if you can't daven with a minion, you have a chiv to read the Megillah by yourself. A Yochid is a concern that he may violate a Malacha. But when do you read the Megillah is on Shabbos Cholamoid? Tzibur, if you're home by yourself, you're not going to shul, you don't read the Megillah. It's a Chayvah Tzibur. A Chayvah Tzibur mit Kriya Dodi. And what was the Vilna Gaon's Raya? Kriya Satayra. How do you do Kriya Satayra on Shabbos? Zeru Shem Yavirenu mit Kriya Dodi. But again, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. So it's a Dvar Mitzvah, says the Magen Avraham, B'Shem the Maril. That's where you have this far mit Kriya Dodi. So La Yikrila Raner, you're learning Torah, the Dvar Mitzvah. But you want to go ride on a donkey and you're going to tell me I have nothing to worry about? Over there, you're not going to say this halacha. The There's a tshuva from the Marsham. The exact context of the tshuva is not important. But the Marsham, Toich Dvarav, and this is in Shalos Tshuvas Marsham, it's Cheluk Beis, it's Simen Hey. He asks a bumbakasha. He says that we've mentioned the Ran in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah not so long ago. Parak Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. Mila's Doich HaShabbos. Machshirei Mila, the Chachamim hold, is not Doich HaShabbos. Freaking the Rishonim, Tosfos, and Migil, Dafei Amadeis, and the Ran in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say, don't do Mila on Shabbos? Gzera, you may carry the Izemel. Gzera, you may carry the baby. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's something you're allowed to do, like Katchilo. But at the Chum hold, you're not allowed to do it. So if you're not allowed to do it, why don't you make a Gzera? Gzera Shemi Yavireno Dalad Amos Peshusarabim, the Shoifer, the Dalad Minim, the Megillas Esther. So why didn't we make the same exact gzera when it comes to a bris milah? So the Taz said, "Here's your side, because you can't make a gzera to be oikar a davar min haTorah." And being that we learn from the pasuk, "Ubiyei mashmini imopsar arlasai afilu b'shabbos," if you'd make a gzera, you'd be completely obliterating an entire drushas chazal. That's not something you have a right to do, even for a gzera, even for good reasons. It's not something you can do. But the Ran said a more practical teretz. What was the Ran's teretz? The only time the Chachamim made the gzera is when everybody's involved in the mitzvah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's torah b'mitzvah. Everyone's thinking Rosh Hashanah right now. Everyone's thinking Shofar. So over there, you're going to go outside. You're going to carry your Shofar. No one's going to notice you. No one will be present enough to say, Rabbi Yehud, it's Shabbos. What are you doing? You're carrying a Shofar in a Rosh Hashanah. But Mila b'Shabbos, I have a mitzvah right now to maul my child. Everybody else is enjoying Shabbos. V'karasa l'Shabbos noinik. You're Torah b'dvar mitzvah, nobody else is. When no one else is Torah, there's no svara mitkari adadi. So this is just bringing so much of the raid we spoke about throughout the Masechta together. So freak the Marsham of Bumbakasha. We learned a whole perek in Masechta Shabbos called Perek Bameh Isha Yoitza. What was the context of the perek? A woman's not allowed to wear certain things on Shabbos. Jewelry, for example. Why? There's a gzera. Dilma shofa mechavya. What's the concern? She's going to be walking outside. She sees her friend, and her friend says, "Well, that's a nice piece of jewelry. Can I see it?" "Yeah, sure." "Oh, could I try it on?" "Absolutely." The gzeira of shofa mechavya happens when there's more than one person. And there's no one else there's no turret over here. So Freik, the Marsham, lefi the svar of the Ran at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that the only time there's a gzeira is if it's one person. Where there's a concern? Over here, what's the concern? There's no one torah b'dvar mitzvah. I'm excited because of my piece of jewelry. So why don't we say mitkri adadi? This was his kasha. Shmak kasha, says the Marsham. You know what the teretz is? The only time we say mitkri adadi, and the only time the Ran said this for, it's like the Maril that the Magen Avram quotes. It's only when it's a dvar mitzvah. So by a dvar mitzvah, we invoke that kula. It's a very big kula mitkri adadi. But this kula mitkri adadi only works when it's a dvar mitzvah. But if it's not a dvar mitzvah, you're not going to say that halacha. That's the first aura. The second aura is, just to show the goyness of the Vilna Gaon, we like bringing out this beer agros from time to time, and that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. The halacha is v'lo yikre enu b'shmoy. This is in Hilchas Kibud Avayim. It's a well-known halacha. A person is not allowed to call his father by his first name. V'lo b'chayev, not while his father's alive. V'lo b'moysoy, not even after his father passes away. Elo oimer, when he refers to his father, he should say Abba Mari. Hoyosham av, shem avik shem acherim. Let's say you have a friend who has the same name as your father. So could you call your friend by his name? Or do you have to say, no, I can't call him by his name because it's my father. You're not referring to your father. You're referring to the other person. So the Mechaber says, Meshana Shma. Then you should try to change the name. But says the Mechaber, that's only in Hushem Paloi. If the name is like a Mechudesh Tegah name, it's not such a typical name. Sheina Kol Regilim Likras Boy. Says the Ramah, Avol Shem She Regilim Boy. But if it's a more typical name, Mutu Likras Achem Shloi Befana. Then the halach is it's going to be okay. In other words, if someone has a friend, his friend has the same name as his father. Could he call his friend by his friend's name? Or is it not okay, being that it's his father's name? And he wouldn't be allowed to call his father by his father's name. So maybe you shouldn't even be allowed to call your friend by your father's name, even though it's his name. So says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab and the Ramah together bring out this halach, and that is, it depends on what kind of name it is. If it's a typical name, no worries. If it's not a typical name, it's going to be a problem. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's the makar to this halacha? How do you know that if it's a typical name, it's not something that you have to worry about? Says the Vilna Gaon, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos. This is classic. Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Tanya Omar Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Kshayinu lemeidim Torah etzel Reb Shimon." Well, we were learning Torah by Reb Shimon b'takaya. So we used to bathe on Shabbos. We used to go from a chatzar to a gag to a karfif, and we used to carry the towels. And we learned from here that Rebbe was one of the four. It was Reb Shimon, and it was Rebbe, and it was Shmuel, and it was Rabbi Yochanan that hold that you're allowed to carry a wet towel on Shabbos. There's no gzeir Hashem yischay. Says the Vilna Goyim, who is Rebbe's father? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So how is he allowed to say Kshayinu lemeidim Torah etzel Reb Shimon? It's his father's name. His father's name was Reb Shimon. You know, we know Reb Shimon Gamliel is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But, you know, to Rebbe, he was probably Reb Shimon. So, right, it's not the same name. It's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. No, it's the same name, Reb Shimon. So how is he allowed to say, Kshayinu lemeidim Torah etzel Reb Shimon? This is a classic Vilna Goyim. Avol Shem Shuragim Lebay says the Vilna Goyim Abir Agro, Kamay Shemafurish B'Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin, Amid Beis. This is the Raya. The Raya is from this Gemara. Because you see that Rebbe referred to his father as Reb Shimon, and because he referred to his father Reb Shimon, so this is clearly something that you're allowed to do. The end of the daf mentioned the story about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch went to the Diumessus River. And when he went to the Diumessus River, he got fachapt. He got fachapt with the Yayin and the Rechitza, Lashon Rashi, that took place in the Diumessus. And it got to a point where Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch forgot his learning. And so much so that he was called up to read from the Sefer Torah, and he was supposed to read the words Achodesh Azalochem, and accidentally what he read was Hacheresh Hayolibar, and the Rabbanon felt so bad. They were so pained by what happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch that they davened for him. They davened that he should remember his learning, and he remembered his learning, and that's why Rabbi Nehurai, who's really Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, would often say, Hevigoyle Lamakum Torah. Why did he say Hevigoyle Lamakum Torah? Why did that become his battle cry, his mantra? Because he himself was a victim of someone that wasn't going to the Malkum Torah. He went to the Diumessus, and because he went to the Diumessus, he had experienced what happens when you go away from a Malkum Torah, and that's why he would preach. This is his mission in office. He would say, heavy goyla, what a person needs to do is, he has to be goyla, the Malkum Torah. Now, earlier in the Masechta, we spoke about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, the Inbeis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. But I think we need to review a little bit some of the things that we mentioned, and then we'll get into to the Chiddush. And that is, the Mishnah says in the Gemara, in Masechta's Chagiga, that Yudal Ramid Beis tells a story. It's discussing the Maisa Merkava. The Maisa Merkava is the beginning of Sefer Yecheskel, where the Gemara says that in the Maisa Merkava there's such secrets, there's such soidos, that a Rebbe is not allowed to teach the Maisa Merkava to his Talmud, unless the Talmud is on such a level, he's on such a madriga, that this is something that he would be allowed to, you'd be able to understand by himself. So on that note, the Gemara tells a story. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was riding on a donkey. Vayimahalich bederech. And he was in the street. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch mechamer acharov, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was following his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch turned to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he told him, Rebbe, shnei li perik echa b'maisa merkava. Could you teach me a chapter in maisa merkava? Amar lo, so he turned to him and he said, loy kachsho nisi lechem. Didn't I teach you, my talmidim, that v'loy b'merkava b'yachid? You're not allowed to teach a talmid maisa merkava, even if it's one-on-one, elim kein hayachacham even midaita, unless he's someone that can understand it by himself. And you don't understand Maisa Merkava on your own, and as a result, I can't teach it to you. Amaloi, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch told his Rebbe, Rebbe, tarsheni loy milafanecha, dover echad shel lemadatani. Okay, you don't want to teach me Maisa Merkava, but will you at least allow me to tell you something that you once taught me about Maisa Merkava? Amaloi Amar. So he said, yeah, sure, why don't you tell me? So I'm skipping a little bit. The Gemara says, miad pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch began darshining in the Maisa Merkava. The yard eish menashamayim, fire came down from heaven. The siviva and it surrounded all the trees that were in the field. As Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is darshaning, so he's giving a share. He's talking to Maisa Merkav, he's talking to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And as he's doing this, all the trees started singing Shira. They said, Hallelu as Hashem min ha'aretz tanin v'chol tohoim v'is eitz p'ri v'chol ha'rozim halleluka. Not a malach min ha'esh. And then all of a sudden a malach's voice started bellowing out of the fire. V'amar and said, Hein, hein, Maisa Merkava. So after Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch taught and cheered with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ideas in the Maisim are covered. Rabbi Yechim and Zaki himself had Torah Belaz ben Aruch. Amr Rabbi Yechim and Zaki. Rabbi Yechim and Zaki got up. V'nashkei al roisha and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch on his head. V'amr and he said, Baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael, shenasan ben l'avram avinu, sheyodei alohavin v'lachkar v'lidrosh b'maisam merkava. Baruch Hashem alikei Yisrael, that he gave an enikul to Avram avinu that knows Maisim merkava. Yesh no doyresh v'no mikayim, no mikayim v'noyresh. V'ato you Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, you're a noe doyresh v'no mikayim. Ashrecha Avram Avinu, she'alazeh ben Aruch yotzam v'chalotzech. This is the Gemara, at least the first part of the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yudal Ramadez. And the Marsha in this Gemara asks a bumbakash. You can't even read the Gemara. Fake the Marsha, how do you understand the story? Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is following Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and he says, Rebbe, will you please teach me Maaseh Merkava? He says, didn't I tell you? I can't teach you Maaseh Merkava because I'm only allowed to teach Maaseh Merkava to someone that knows or would be able to understand Maaseh Merkava by himself. You obviously don't have shaykhis to Maaseh Merkava. So if that's the case, I can't teach you Maaseh Merkava. So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, I hear what you're saying. So you know what? At the least, Tarsheni, allow me to tell you something that you already taught me. And then he goes ahead and he tells him Maaseh Merkava and trees and fire and malochim and Ashrecha Avram Avinu she'alazeh ben Aruch yotzeh mechalotzecha. What happened? How did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch know the Maaseh Merkava? If Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't want to teach Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch the Maaseh Merkava now, so it seems like it's because he wasn't on the level that he was able to understand it by himself. So how had he taught it to him previously? Yeah, I can't teach you Maaseh Merkava because you don't know it by himself. Okay, so let me at least tell you something that you once taught me. L'chura, if he wasn't on the level that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was willing to teach it to him now, so when did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teach it to him? Says the Marsha, the Pshat in the Gemara is based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. It's based on the Gemara in today's Daf, where the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was one of the great Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But then he went to the Dumasas River, and he went to the Dumasas River, he forgot his learning, because he was Nimshach, he got fachapt with the Rechitzo, he got fachapt with the Yayin, and he had a tremendous Yerida. He had such a yirida that when he was called up to the Torah to say Achayim, instead he ended up saying Acher Yeshal Yalibam. He fell. He had a tremendous, tremendous yirida. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was once great. He knew he was once on the level where he was worthy of understanding Maaseh Merkava. He was worthy of being taught Maaseh Merkava. But he also knew that he had slipped and he thought that he was no longer worthy. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, I'm sorry. That was then. That was fire to you, Messes. But this is Dochnoch to you, Messes. I can't teach you Maaseh Merkava now. So what Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch tell Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? He says, Rebbe Tarsheni, I want to show you that I came all the way back. I want to show you the tshuva that I did. You have nothing to worry about. I'm back on that madrega that I was on previously. And just like you were able to teach me Maaseh Merkava then, you're able to teach me Maaseh Merkava now. And he went and he started darshaning Maaseh Merkava. And boy was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch back. The trees and the fire and the malach min ha'esh. Ashrecha Avram Avinu she'alazeh ben Aruch yotzam michalotzecha. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch merited to not just be great, but to fall and to become great a second time. So when we spoke this out the first time, we mentioned something epic in the name of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who said that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, another Mishnah that we refer to all the time, that Chamisha Talmidim Hayolai the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five Talmidim. And he used to say, Im Yiu Kol Chachmei Yisrael Bekaf Moiznayim. If all the Chachmei Yisrael would be on one side of the scale, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis Bekaf Shneir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis would be on the other side, Machriya Eskulon. He would be Machriya the Kaf. Because Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis was greater than all the Chachmei Yisrael combined. Abba Shalom and Mishmoy. Abba Shalom said, I heard differently from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, "If you call Chachmei Yisrael bekaf mazayim, if all the Chachmei Yisrael would be on one side of the scale, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch would be with them. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch bekaf shniyo, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch would be on the other side. Machrias kulon. Who was the greatest Tana according to Abba Shalom? It was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. What did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch do to merit to become the greatest Tana? So Lubavitcher Rebbe said he was about tshuva, and Chazal say b'mok. And he said that was the koyach that he had. I saw this morning in the Ein Aliyo from Rabbi Leo Shik. He says that it could be that was the machloikis here in the Mishnah. Is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinis the greatest, or is Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch the greatest? He says it's this machloikis that you find throughout Shas. Who's greater, the tzaddik gamur Or the Baal Tshuva. The Tanakam in the Mishnah holds that it was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. He's the Tzadik Gamur. The Rabbi Shaul held that it was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Why Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? Because he's the Baal Tshuva. We've explained in the past that it's Sinai Yadav for Eichaharim Yadav, Rabbi Chaim Veloshin and Ruach Chaim. But there's a new Hezbollah in the Mishnah. Is the Tzadik Meikar, is it the Tzadik Gamur? Is the Baal Tshuva. Now the truth is, you have to know if Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus qualifies as being the Tzadik Gamur. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus is 28 years old, didn't know Krishma. At Soifa Shmura Rishayna Divri Rabbi Eliezer. But the point is, it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, it's with the koyach of the Mokim Shabbat Tshuva. You want to know why no one was able to vaccinate to be Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch? Because he was about tshuva. And the Makim Shabbalich, Rabbi Yossi wasn't about tshuva, and Rabbi Shua wasn't about tshuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was. And there's a certain kayach that about tshuva has and nobody else can get to. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who's machriya es kulam. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch have the ability to be machriya es kulam? Because he had the ability, he had the kayach about tshuva. But the aim based medrash b'lei chiddush, and I want to share with you an epic avos de Rav Nosson that Aryeh Gelbart of Arya Nicham Tanu fame shared with me. This is absolutely epic, and it actually flows a little bit with Arya Nicham Tanu, as we'll see. Today's daf is the daf of Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Nachamu, and it just brings together just the hergation as you go through this, so much that we've talked about, you know, during this the last few months. It's in Perik Yud Daled, it's Mishnah or Braisa Vav. The context is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lost one of his sons. And he was sitting shiva for his son. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son passed away. His Talmidim came to be menachim him. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, "Kishachola Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nichnesu talmidav levakroi." This is Kishemeis Benoish Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nichnesu talmidav lenachamai. Either way, nichnes Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer came in first. He was his greatest talmid. V'yoshav lefanav, he sat down next to him. And he told him, "Rebbe, ritzoincha oima davar echel lefanach. I want to try to be menachim you." So Rabbi Eliezer sitting down, and he's going to be menachim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is incredible. Amaloise, he told him, "Amar, be menachim me." He told him, "Adam Arishan hoyle benumes." He says, "Rebbe, I know you feel terrible, but you know Adam Arishan went through the same thing. He had a son Hevel, and Hevel died. He was killed by Kayin. V'kibel all of Tanchumen, and you see that he went weiter. Rinein shekibel all of Tanchumen. How do you know he was bekabel Tanchumen? Shenemar vayeda Adam oides ishtoy. Af ato." So he said, "Rebbe, kabel Tanchumen. If Adam Arishan was mekabel Tanchumen, you could also be mekabel Tanchumen." Amar lois Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai told Rabbi Eliezer, "Loi dai li shani mitzdar ba'atzmi. This is how you menachem me. It's not enough that I'm dealing with my own pain. You have to remind me now of the tzar of Adam Arishan." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt the tzar of Adam Arishan. He said, "I'm not getting nechama from it. To the contrary, you're just being moisef tzar." So Rabbi Eliezer tried being menachem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It didn't work. Nichas Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua came in. And he told him, "Can I be menachem you, Rabbi?" You see, they asked Rishus, "Is it okay?" He says, "Yes, it's okay." He said, "Iyoiv, hayulay banam ubanos umesu kulam yaymechot v'kibel olav tanchumen." So he says, "Rebbe, you could do the same thing." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, "It's not enough that I have my own pain. You have to remind me of the tzar of Iyov." So Rabbi Yossi came in. Aharon lost both his sons, Nadav and Avi, on the same day. And in shtika ela tanchumen is va'af atok kabel tanchumen. Amalei, he said the same thing. Loi daily shani mitzdar va'atzmi ela sheis kartani tzarish alaharon. He says, "You're not making me feel better." Nichnas Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon came in. Rav Shimon Bayichai. V'amalei, he said, "Rebbe, ritzoin choy ma'davar achel lefanecha. Can I be menachem you?" Amalei, "Amar, yeah." Amaloi, David HaMelech Ha'ilor Ben. David HaMelech had a son right after the story of Bathsheba. He had a son that died. V'kibel olav tanchumen. V'af atok kabel tanchumen. I mean, ain't kibel David tanchumen. Shenemar. So he said, "Rebbe, take chizik from David HaMelech." Amaloi, so he told him, "Leidai shani mitzdar ba'atzmi. Elishis katani tzari shal David HaMelech." It didn't work. Rabbi Eliezer tried being Menachem Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. It didn't work. Rabbi Yeshua tried. Rabbi Yossi tried. Rabbi Shimon tried. Rabbi Yerchem and Zaki was not being mekabel tanchumim. Nichnas Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So then Rabbi Elazar ben Arach entered. He was also Tam Rabbi Yerchem and Zaki. And he said, I'm going to try to be Menachem my Rebbe. Kivin Shero'o. As soon as Rabbi Yerchem and Zaki saw Rabbi Elazar ben Arach walk in, Amal Shamasha, he turned to his Shamas, Toilafonai Kelei, take my things, Velecha Charei Lebeis HaMerchitz, today's daf, go with me to the Beis HaMerchitz, Lefisha Adam Gadolu, because he's an Adam Gadol, Ve'ene Yochoy Lamoid Boy. He says, I know that he's going to be Menachemi, so I'm prepared, let's go to the Beis Merchitz. I'm ready to go bathe, because I know Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is going to have the right words. He's going to have the ability to make me feel better. Nichnas v'yashav l'fanov, v'amal lo. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach sat down in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he tells him like this. He says, Rebbe, em shalachom mashal l'mad avadayim. I'm going to explain to you what you just went through with a mashal. L'adam shehifkid etzlei ha-melech pikadayim. There was a person that the melech trusted with a pikadayim. It was something very, very valuable, and he trusted. You watch this for me. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, ha-yo boich ha-vitzayim. And this person was scared. He was so afraid. He used to say, "Oy li, a masai etzem in a pakadon azeh b'shalom." He said, "I just want to get this over with already. I want to give it back to the king because who knows? I'm a shame of pakadon, gneva, aveda, oinsim. What happens if I lose it? Pshia, shlichus yad. I don't want it." So he used to always say, "When's the day going to come that the king asks back for the pakadon?" So he said, "Avato Rebbe." He said, "You're the nimshol. How you look, Chaben? You had a son. The Eibush trusted you with a pakadon, and you had an important shlichus. You know what your shlichus was? To raise this child and to make sure that he was going to grow in Ruchnius, so that when the Melech asks for the Pekodim back, you'll be able to give him back and say, Melech, I did what you asked me to do." So he turns to his Rebbe, says, "Rebbe, take a look at what you did. Your son was Kara Torah, Mikra, Neviim, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Halachos V'Agados, V'Niftam in Ha'olam B'loi Chet, he left B'loi Chet, V'yesh L'cha L'kabel Olach HaTanchum, and this should give you Chizik, Shechazarto Pekdoim Chosholeh, that you're able to give back your pikadon." Says, "This is tremendous. You had a shlichus. You don't realize what's going on here. This was a shlichus. You gave back the pikadon. It should be a tremendous simcha." Oh, my Lord. So Rabbi Yechim Azakai turned to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and he said the following words. Rabbi Elazar ben, this is going to stick. Nicham Tani. Kiderich Shebnei Adam Menachem. Wow, you just gave me nechama. You gave me tremendous chizik. Now listen to the rest of the story. And this is something that we're going to have to save for another day because I don't really understand the hemshach. Kishayatzum ulfanav. So they all left. This just took place. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. The fourth Tanam, the fourth Tzaddikim couldn't be Menachem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They made it worse. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was Menachem him to the level where it was Rabbi Elazar ben Nicham Tani. He says, "You gave me Nechama." So now they all leave. So where do they go? Back to Beis Medrash, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach turned to his Chaverim and he said, "Chevra, I'm leaving." He says, "Where you go? I bought a ticket. Where you going?" Eilech l'diyu meses. I'm going to the diyu meses. L'mokam yofe, umayim yofe v'noyim. V'heim oimrim. And they told Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, "We're also going to go. We're also leaving. Where are we going? Neilech l'yavne. L'mokam shal tamidei chachamim merubim. Oyav emes ha-toyra." This is unbelievable. Husha alach l'diyu meses. He went to the diyu meses. L'mokam yofe, umayim yofe v'noyim. Nismayit shmai b'toyra. Heim shahalchu l'yavne. L'mokam shal tamidei chachamim merubim. V'ayim emes ha-toyra. Nisgad l'shmam b'toyra. In other words, the obvious Rav Nassim is explaining. So what happened? I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was so much greater than everybody else. He was on such a higher level. Look at this. This minute he walked into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "All right, Chevra, we're going to go. I'm going to the bathhouse later today because I'm about to get Nechama. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, nobody can be Menachem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Only." So what happened? This is the segue. So says the obvious Rabbi Nassim, I'll tell you what happened. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to the Diyum Meses. And that's why when you go through Shas, there's not a lot of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. In fact, there's almost no Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. But Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, they are literally the pillars of Talmud Bavli. You know why? Because they went to Yavne, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach ended up going to the Diyum Meses. L'makam yofa, umayim yofim v'noyim. Talk about the rest of the story. But I think there's a tremendous chizik over here. There's a tremendous chizik. Because we mentioned back then, from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he said, he said, if all the Chachmei Yisrael would be on one side of the scale, for Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and even you can put Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanus on that, so you could throw in Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanus on the other side, Machriya Eskulon. So Rabbi Trev said there's a tiefkeit, there's a pneumius in the mashal. You know what the mashal is? If you put something heavy on one side of a scale, so it's going to be the side that's going to end up going lower because it's going to weigh down. But what happens to the other side? It gets uplifted. He said the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch is machriya, is cool, and it lifts everybody else up. Because it shows that a person can fall, a person can have yiridos, and a person can end up coming back. And that's the mashal. That's the tifkeit in the mashal. Machriya es kulam. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch goes down as the demus. He goes down as the demus of a person can have a yirida, you can fall, and even though you have fell, and even though you had a yirida, it's still shaykh for a person to be able to bounce back, and it's still possible. It doesn't matter. You don't write yourself off. You could have yiridas, you could have aliyahs. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch was literally on the top of the world, and then he fell to rock bottom. But he climbed all the way back to the top, to the point where he was able to be Dorish, the Maisa Merkava again. And there's a tremendous chizik in the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. And I think that just like the Gemara in the end of Makis, where the Talmidim turned to Rabbi Akiva, Omrulay, and they said, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. And the words Akiva Nichamtanu have seemed to take on a life of its own in Jewish literature. Akiva Nichamtanu, yeah, the story was the shul that was Yaitzim Beis Kodesh HaKodesh and Tzion Tzad Tichoresh Oyesh Vuskenim Vuskenis Berchavis Yerushalayim. But Yidden live with Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu. These words that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Rabbi Elazar beni Nichamtanu, Elazar ben Aruch Nichamtanu, Elazar ben Aruch Nichamtanu. It's a tremendous chizik. It's a chizik that a person can literally fall to rock bottom, but at the same time, nichamtanu, you can crawl back and you can end up being just as great as you are, and not just as great as you are, but you could be the greatest of all time. Because Abishalom HaMishmoy, that he was greater than all the Chachmi Yisrael, Ve'eliezer, and Rukin HaSimam. Why? Because Dafka, because he fell. Because when a person falls, that's the ability to Machriya Eskulon. And Aryeh was Messiah. He added a Knech. And he said, the truth is, this is exactly what we're doing this week. We're going to go from Tisha B'Av on Thursday to Erev Shabbos Nachamu, to Shabbos Nachamu the next day. That's precisely what it's all about. Because you can go from being rock bottom. You can go from literally from Tisha B'Av to Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. In the past, we've spoken about Nachamu, Nachamu Ami as Akiva Nichamtanu. Akiva Nichamtanu. I think Ko'es, it's Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Elazar ben Aruch Nichamtanu. Elazar ben Aruch Nichamtanu.